could be just like you.
Listeners, I can't believe it. The masked figure all this time was Daily Journal editor Leanne Hart. Leanne shattered the control booth glass, leaped forward, and thrust a well-polished hatchet to my face, pressing the sharpened blade against my cheek. Hatchets are tools common among print news professionals for threatening internet-based publications, so I couldn't understand why I was her target. I said, "Leanne, I'm a radio host, not a news blogger. I'm not your enemy." "Oh, I know you're not, Cecil," Leanne said. I'm not threatening you. I'm just showing you the new hatchet I bought. It's palladium. Cost me a fortune. Feel that. So nice. The metal stays cool and soft, but it cuts through bone like a copy editor through adverbs." And then we both laughed. I said, "This is an extremely funny joke that only us true journalists would understand." "The word extremely was unnecessary there, Cecil," Leanne growled, pressing the blade tighter to my face. "That is a nice hatchet, Leanne," I said. But how did you afford it? There's no money in media these days unless you have a true crime podcast." Leanne smiled. "Wait, did you start a true crime podcast?" I asked. "Because that would be a great idea, to murder a bunch of people and then do a podcast about it." "Oh, I have something even better, Cecil," she said. "I have time." Leanne said she time traveled over and over throughout each day, and then selling newspapers across hundreds of concurrent timelines. She increased the number of days she could sell papers, but not the amount of time or labor involved. She made millions. She tried to stay out of the stories, not wanting to change the arc of our future, but no matter how objective she remained, the repeated day was always different. So she gave up trying to stay disinterested and began to actually influence each event. There was a car chase on Route 800 last Tuesday. In one version, the sheriff's secret police stopped the subject without violence and then took him to jail with lots of violence. In another version, the suspect got away by fleeing on foot out into the scrublands. And in another version, Leanne Hart thwarted the suspect from ever stealing the car in the first place, thus saving police from endangering themselves and others, and protecting the car's owner from an awful day, followed by months of arguing with an insurance company. But Leanne found that this third version didn't sell papers, because there was no story. What proved most lucrative was an ongoing fear amongst the readers needing to know how this horrible crime would be resolved. Weeks of a fugitive on the loose led to weeks of great sales, as the city, filled with angst, fought for more police protection and formed theories about who the criminal mastermind was. "Oh yeah, I remember this story now, I told Leanne. We never caught the guy, did we?
Oh, we did, Leanne said. I finagled a timeline where he was captured, but only because the story stopped selling papers. I needed something more exciting, so then I convinced this psychopath who'd been murdering stray animals to instead poison the town water supply. And we all died. That was a bad one. No one bought a single paper. Leanne, you can't do this. You can't keep traveling through time and manipulating our fates to sell papers, I said. It's unethical, immoral even, to make money by ruining lives. And then she said I must hate capitalism and called me a socialist, and I didn't have a comeback. I'm giving up the time travel thing anyway, she said. Also, I promise to stop creating dangerous news stories to sell papers. I told her it must have been a tough but fulfilling journey through her own soul to elevate compassion for others above personal gain. I told Leanne I was proud of her decision. And she said negative news stories didn't really sell anyway. You know, all of her time traveling, she had cultivated a large sample size of sales data showing sustained emotional arguments based around raw fear were the best approach. And the Daily Journal from this point forward would be exclusively op-ed. And with a gleam in her eye, Leanne showed me tomorrow's front page headline. Public schools should not give pornography to our kids. Oh, they're handing out pornography in school? I gasped. I don't know, she said. The point is that they should not be doing that, whether they are or not. We're going to sell a bunch of papers. This will be a story for weeks. And I agreed. It was a good idea to sell papers with only half-informed opinions about non-existent issues. I mean, it saves on time spent researching and reporting, and more importantly, no water will be poisoned, no cars will be stolen. Irrational headlines will initiate helpful discussions and friendly debate with absolutely no harm done. Leanne left the office and told me I could report her story, but only on embargo until the Daily Journal scooped it. So that's why it's taken me a week to tell you this. Or at least, I think it's been a week. You know, I want to make sure this was how it actually turned out. I need to begin again. Is this the first time you've heard me say this? Are you sure? Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.info or at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was Escape Artist by Caged Animals from their new album, also called Escape Artist. Check it out at cagedanimals.bandcamp.com. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio. Or try and fail once again to really get into this mindfulness meditation stuff. Check out welcometonightvale.com for more information on this show and our 2018-2019 world tour to over 40 cities. Today's proverb, true change starts with the person in the mirror. He's standing far behind you, barely visible. He's really going to change things.